Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg up to 13 degrees tomorrow, Pretoria 17, Rustenburg only 15 degrees. President Cyril Ramaphosa says he's confident that he will not be publicly humiliated by US President Donald Trump during their high-stakes meeting tomorrow. He spoke to reporters in front of the South African embassy in the USA upon arrival there earlier.
South Africans are never humiliated, are they? South Africans always go into everything holding their heads high.
He was also asked if he has something in common with US President Trump.
I also don't like to be beaten on the golf course, so I play golf like he does. So maybe one day we'll have a good round of golf.
Meanwhile, there are reports that the government is considering a workaround black economic empowerment deal to allow South African-born businessman Elon Musk's Starlink internet service to operate in the country. A last-minute meeting between government officials and Musk or his representatives is reportedly expected a bit later tonight, American time, ahead of Ramaphosa's talks with U.S. President. The EFF responded to these reports. Here's Anastasi Mokhobu with more.
The EFF says such a deal would be unconstitutional and accuses Ramaphosa of being willing to compromise South Africa's sovereignty to appease Elon Musk and Donald Trump. The party says while it supports technological innovation, it will not allow unregulated, foreign-controlled infrastructure to bypass South Africa's democratic and legal frameworks. It has vowed to oppose the Starlink deal in Parliament, in the courts, and in the streets if necessary. Anastasi Mokhobu for Jacaranda FM News.
So as we mentioned, these are reports and we will be keeping a close eye to see what comes out. In other news, the Gauteng Department of Education has condemned the assault of two pupils for arriving late at the Soshanguve South Secondary School.
Community members allegedly overpowered scholar patrollers and forced their way to the school. It is alleged that they nearly assaulted the officials from the department and the principal when they were actually called to order.
Gauteng Education spokesperson Steve Mabona there. The National Professional Teachers Organization, or NAPTOSA, has also condemned the incident.
Late coming is a problem, but of course there isn't one size fits all. Many children travel great distances to school, and the kumbi breaks down or something like that happens. Leader of the school have to make a judgment call, but certainly resorting to beating children up is not the way to go.
That was the executive director of NAPTOSA, Basil Manuel. Then we move to KwaZulu-Natal. The South African Medical Association says a culture shift prioritizing the well-being of medical professionals is needed across the country's healthcare system. Some are reacted to the death of an intern doctor who collapsed during a shift at Durban's Prince Mshiyeni Memorial Hospital. It's alleged that Aluluto Mazwi was told to continue working after telling supervising consultants that he was not feeling well. Nishira Suryal has more.
The South African Medical Association says medical graduates in training are meant to be guided, mentored and supervised. But it says instead they are treated as fully fledged staff members in many facilities, often carrying the weight of the system on their shoulders without adequate rest. The association has called for improved systems of monitoring and support for doctors who themselves have chronic or acute health conditions.
For Jacaranda FM News, I'm Marlene Fischer.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Party rock! Yeah.
Party rock is in the house.